It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, February 1st, 2019. It's the birthday of Irish-born, German-reared American composer Victor Herbert, born in 1859 in Dublin. Although he enjoyed important careers as a cello soloist and conductor, he is best known for composing many successful operettas that premiered on Broadway from the 1890s to World War I. He was also prominent among the 10 Pan Alley composers and was later a founder of the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, better known by the acronym ASCAP. A prolific composer, Herbert produced two operas, a cantata, 43 operettas, incidental music to 10 plays, 31 compositions for orchestra, 9 band compositions, 9 for cello, 5 for violin with piano or orchestra, 22 for piano alone, and numerous songs, choral compositions, and orchestrations of works by other composers, among other music. At age 3 1/2, shortly after the death of his father, young Herbert and his mother moved to London to live with his maternal grandparents, where he received encouragement in his creative endeavors. He joined his mother in Stuttgart in 1867, a year after she had married German physician Carl Schmidt. There, Victor also received a strong liberal education. He initially planned to pursue a career as a doctor. Although his stepfather was related by blood to the German royal family, his financial situation was not good by the time Victor was a teenager. Medical education in Germany was expensive, so Victor focused on music instead. Initially, he studied the piano, flute, and piccolo, but ultimately settled on the cello and graduated from the conservatory in 1879. In the early 1880s, he began a career as a cellist in Vienna and Stuttgart, during which he began to compose orchestral music. He and his opera singer wife, Therese Forster, moved to the United States in 1886, where they were engaged by the Metropolitan Opera. In America, Herbert continued his performing career while also teaching, conducting, and composing at the National Conservatory of Music. His most notable instrumental compositions were his Cello Concerto No. 2 and his Auditorium Festival March. He led the Pittsburgh Symphony from 1898 to 1904 and then founded the Victor Herbert Orchestra, which he conducted throughout the remainder of his life. He began to compose operettas in 1894, producing several successes, including The Serenade and The Fortune Teller. Some of the operettas that he wrote after the turn of the 20th century were even more successful, including Babes in Toyland, Naughty Marietta, Sweethearts, and Eileen. After World War I, with a change in popular music tastes, Herbert began to compose musicals and contributed music to other composers' shows. While some of these were well-received, he never again achieved the level of success that he had enjoyed with his most popular operettas. A healthy man throughout his life, Herbert died suddenly of a heart attack at the age of 65 on May 26, 1924. Shortly after his final show, The Dream Girl began its pre-Broadway run in New Haven, Connecticut. He was entombed in Woodlawn Cemetery in the Bronx. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 1st, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.